And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. I mean, it goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains that we like to call Auburn, straight across the border from there to now what we really like to call Fort Benning once again. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Got a heads up, by the way, for all of you driving in our Huntsville market. Frank from Huntsville just texted and said there's an overturned 18-wheeler at the intersection of 565 and I-65. And it's on the 565 piece. So it's, anyway, the bottom line is traffic can be really jimmied up right now near the 65-565 junction. So y'all be careful. Jeff Rowe from Indiana checking in. He says, hey, Phil, sometimes you don't even need to tell the truth. You just need to say something. This is absurd as they're saying. He said, for instance, if someone comes up to you screaming that Trump's cutting Social Security, you need to tell them that, well, we can't do anything about it because without Trump, the moon would fly away and destroy the earth. And when they look at you like you're insane, you tell them your story has as much validity as theirs. That is quite the tactic, brother. I may have to employ it. Scott from Athens says the psychosis that no one wants to talk about, and he sends me a journal from the Journal of Psychiatry, which I'm not going to have time to open or even read right now. But thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. Let's stay on topic. All right. So I gotta diverge. I'm going to take a moment of personal privilege. Do you mind? Is it all right?
I will allow it.
Mr. President, I'd like a moment of personal privilege.
Permission granted.
Thank you so much. Well played, sir. you may have heard there's been a change in the Trump team. The Trump team, which includes Michael Waltz, former congressman from Florida, former Green Beret, combat veteran, he's now out, apparently. Now, we're told, reports are, that Michael Waltz is out. And keep in mind, it was his team that was the originator of the signal transmissions, signal being the app you can communicate on securely, the signal transmissions that somehow or another included a reporter. That's never been fully explained except as an oops. We're also told that there was no breach of actual classified information, but it was certainly a bad look. It was an awful look. So, what precipitated Michael Waltz being out? Well, we can't say for sure, although we do know that apparently it's not just him, but several members of his team. So that broke about, what, 2 hours ago?
That was around 11 a.m.
Around 11 yep. Central, yeah. So, all right, so 3 hours ago, the word came out. Michael Waltz is out. Trump's already fired him. Michael Waltz has been fired. It's got to be Signalgate. Now I don't know. Because now, in the wake of all of it, you have this. Trump on Truth Social. I am pleased to announce I'll be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Oh, okay. Well, if you have no confidence in his abilities, why did you put him in a place to represent us to the world governments? So this is an interesting dynamic. The question is going to be, what happens with the other members of his team who are allegedly being let go? If they're going with him because that's part of his team, okay. If it's a cleaning of house and this is a way to put him in a sheltered position where he can do no harm, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think the United Nations is near as high profile as being the National Security Advisor, to be honest. You're a little bit outside of the pocket, if you will. You're not going to be the one on the signal chats anymore. You're certainly going to have classified information. You're certainly going to be in a key position. You're certainly going to have the honors of and the trappings of the office. But was it a demotion? Was it a lateral move? Because remember, at least Stefanik was supposed to be the UN ambassador to the United Nations, the ambassador of the United Nations for the U.S. And she actually stepped away from that at Trump's request to maintain her position in Congress because we're so tight on congressional leadership right now. All that to say, I don't know. So here's Phil's thoughts on this. Right now, I would say that Michael Waltz got negative reviews on the Signalgate issue more so than was able to be just cast aside and called a non-issue. I think there's also, to some degree, a sense that, look, that was a really big screw up and we were early and I get it. There was a problem and we don't know how it happened. But somebody please tell me why you even had that reporter's number in your Rolodex. Why did that even happen? And how did it get slipped into the signal? And then why didn't anybody catch it? Why didn't you proofread it? So basically, my thought is he's not going to be national security advisor anymore, but Trump really likes him. And Trump doesn't want to say, I'm casting you aside. Because Trump has a history of casting people aside. Let's be honest. He'll get rid of somebody in a heartbeat. I mean, that's his whole shtick, right? You're fired. So in this case, has he been fired? At the very least, I think, Phil Williams talking, I think that they have at least put him off the side where he can do no harm. That's my thought. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Sort of like that was too big of an oops to ignore. However, I really like you, and I think you could be really good, so I'll put you somewhere where you can still be useful. But I can't let what you did, you know, go completely, you know, ignored. But we could be wrong. It could just have been Trump, you know, just simply saying this is an opening and
I got to fill it.
I got to fill it. And Mike Wallace is the perfect guy to fill it. I don't know. It could be one of the two. But I don't think if he was fired for like cause that in the sense of like, I can't even work with you anymore, that he would be at the UN ambassador. So it may have just been, I have to do something, but I still like you kind of move.
Yeah, and by the way, thanks for giving up your role in Congress and, mm-hmm. and supporting me during my campaign and whatever else. And, you know, and I don't know. Like I said, Trump has got a history of being willing to just cast people aside as needed. There are times when I think that didn't do him any favors, truthfully. Jeff Sessions. I still think the world of Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, that was ugly.
That was ugly. That was way ugly. And that was... That if I have any one or two grievances about Donald Trump, one of them is going to be Jeff Sessions, who I get why Trump felt the way he did, but the reaction to it left things in a really bad spot, because Jeff Sessions is still to this day a very popular person, especially in his home state here of Alabama. And I had plenty of time sitting with Jeff Sessions and just talking through all these things, and it was tough. Not going to lie.
Another one for me was Mo Brooks.
And so Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks.
I've always loved Mo Brooks. I think
absolutely.
He's a true conservative, and it's unfortunate that it ended that way, and looks like Mo's out of politics forever now because of that. Maybe not. We'll see. But, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, we'll see what happens. But the bottom line is this. Big news for you today is the Trump administration is making a change already in its top members of the cabinet. The national security advisor is a no fooling position. That's a very key role. Now, by the way, let me say this. Here's one thing that I'm not seeing anybody else say. So I was in the legislature in Alabama when Governor Robert Bentley chose to step down to avoid prosecution. I was there. I was more than in the thick of it. I was deeply enmeshed in all the stuff that went on with all of that what do we do now kind of mode. The guy who was tasked with coming up with the procedures for impeachment was me. I was the one who the means by which the state Senate would impeach a governor are now permanently on file after I helped author them. At the same time, I had a good relationship with Governor Bentley, and I spent time talking to him and just, you know, hearing his side of the story sometimes. All that to say, it is tough when you got to make a change. But I pointed out to a reporter back then, when Bentley stepped down, which was the right thing to do, he needed to step down and avoid the state having to go through the embarrassment of a very... what I would say would be a prurient trial. It would have been filled with salaciousness. He stepped down and the story began to die finally. It was sucking the oxygen out of the room. It was awful. But I pointed out to a reporter, what you just saw was Republicans willing to clean their own house. Because Democrats never do. They never do. Democrats never hold themselves accountable. They don't do squat to do accountability. Think back over the last 4 years, how many jackwagon things happened in the Biden administration and nobody lost their job. Nobody. You had the Secretary of Defense disappear for 5 straight days. They didn't even know he was gone, which was weirdness number one. But number two, he's AWOL, and he went under general anesthesia without having anybody on tap to run the SecDef's office. Didn't lose his job. He's probably going to get a big gig at CNN. Who knows? And then you had, you know, any number of other people, like General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Massive debacle in Afghanistan. Didn't lose his job. On and on and on I could go. The truth is, Democrats never hold their own people accountable. Republicans do. And so if you're seeing Mike Waltz have to leave for anything other than doing a stellar job, if he's being moved off to the side because of a problem, I will point out to you that would have never happened in the Biden administration. He would have come back to work the next day and dropped his cocaine bag in the mailbox and just had another day at the office.
He probably would have been promoted.
Just saying. All right, there you go. That's the news. Trump announces that Mike Waltz will be his ambassador to the United Nations. That's his confirmation pending still, but that's the news. Now the press doesn't know what to do because the press is all filled up with even Rolling Stone magazine. Trump celebrates his 100th day by firing people. Okay. Now, do we really have that? I don't know. But I do believe, in my opinion, Mike Waltz was probably asked to go take a different position. But we're not going to ruin your life, Mike. Just go do that. All right, listen, that's where we are right now. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, and we'll jump on into Dipper number one, military-minded. I got some good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.